USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow lost more than 1,000 points on Friday as markets plunged after comments made by Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 1,008 points to close the week at 32,283. As far as what this all means, Art Hogan is with B. Riley Wealth Management. He says we need to pump the brakes just a little bit.
Well, it's likely an overreaction, Neil. I think if you look at typical volumes for this time of year, very light volume this week, certainly light volume today, especially with the magnitude of the moves that we saw in the major indices.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Former President Trump is reacting to the release of the redacted affidavit used to raid his South Florida home. On Truth Social, Trump calling it heavily redacted. He also claimed he gave many documents to federal officials. This is USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
A Republican congressman says the families of troops who lost their lives a year ago in Afghanistan are angry.
The thing that just puts these Gold Star families over the edge is to see the commander-in-chief, to see Joe Biden standing before the nation and the world and saying this was an outstanding success. Nothing went wrong.
Michael Walls of Florida saying they're angry for multiple reasons, which include there being zero accountability among military officers for what happened. He also issued a warning for the future, saying there will be more terrorist attacks. That's because Walls says terrorism is going to come roaring back. The E. coli outbreak in the Midwest has now affected 84 people. The CDC saying Thursday 47 more people have gotten sick from the bacteria, and most of the victims they interviewed said they ate a sandwich with romaine lettuce at a Wendy's restaurant a week before getting sick. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Republican Marsha Blackburn, the senator from Tennessee, is the latest Washington lawmaker to visit Taiwan, where she spoke from Friday.
Anyone who has any sense of history knows that Xi Jinping will not stop threatening the safety and security of Taiwan simply because it would be in everyone's best interest to do so.
Blackburn arriving in Taipei late Thursday after visiting Fiji, the Solomon Islands, and Papua New Guinea, her office said in a statement. Her visit follows trips to Taiwan over the last few weeks by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, various other members of Congress, and Indiana's governor. While the Biden administration touts its new student loan forgiveness plan and the Inflation Reduction Act, Republicans say such policies will accelerate inflation. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise weighing in on Fox News.
They all know it's going to add to the deficit and the debt. I'm seeing numbers that maybe it's over $500 billion in deficit spending in addition to what they did last week. Again, a $730 billion tax increase plus 87,000 IRS agents to go after middle class people.
The college football season kicks off Saturday. Some highlights include Nebraska playing Northwestern in Ireland, Illinois hosting Wyoming, and Vanderbilt visiting Hawaii. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.